Magnify the Lord with me. Let's exalt his name together. Come on, bless him. The only thing God cannot do for himself is to worship himself. Come on. He's already big. Magnify me in your life. Exalt him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Be magnified, O Lord. You are exalted.
Tell him there's nothing you can do.
And there is nothing you can.
Say, Lord, my eyes are on you.
Oh, Lord, my eyes are on you. Be magnified.
One more time.
Be magnified. Be magnified. Oh Lord. You are highly exalted.
Highly exalted.
There is nothing you can do.
Yes, there is nothing
you can do.
Father, within the short time that we have, speak to us. Let lives not remain the same. Transform lives. People came from far and near. Father, if you protected their coming, protect their going. It's a combo promise in the covenant. Since you made them come here safe and sound, make them leave safe and sound. That everyone will be blessed. As I begin to shoot sporadically, Lord Jesus, everyone will receive theirs. Thank you, Father. And we thank you for Coza Manchester. We thank you because your word says wherever the sole of our foot will step, you say you bless the place. Father, we didn't come here to talk to the crowd, even though you gave us some. We came here to establish what you have, you had in mind from the foundation of the world. Thank you, Father. We turn over the service to you in Jesus' precious name. Let's give the Lord a hand as we take our seat. Amen. Love you right back. God bless you. God bless you. I want to start, before I pray for Coza Manchester, I want to start by looking into Galatians, the second chapter and the 20th verse. This Bible says, I've been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. I want the Coza Media, particularly the one in Manchester, to help me out. Amen. If you can hear me properly, say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I've been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives inside of me. The life that I now live, I live on the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself to me. Now, I've heard a lot of people, I've been born again for a while. I've heard a lot of people say, oh, I've been crucified. My sin has been crucified. Oh, my life has been crucified. Oh, this and that being crucified. That's correct. But the reason why a lot of people struggle with their Christian walk with God, a lot of reasons why you move to a place like this from Africa, take for example, and you struggle is because you thought God was going to affect the apples and not the tree. The Bible says, I've been crucified. The person you need to address first is the I, the me, not the fruit. You can pack the fruits. Now in Africa, you can open your tap and there's no water because the water board or from the government, they're taking the water. You don't stop mopping. You close it from a source. If you don't address issues from the source, you will struggle. I'm getting somewhere, so follow me. Tap your neighbor, say, follow this man. I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live. So the man, there's a man inside you that has been crucified. When Jesus died, the Bible says he died. When he rose, the Bible says he rose. When he ascended, the Bible says he ascended. And you are seated. That there's a man. Peter calls it the hidden man of the heart. The problem is that the man is hidden. So you are addressing anger. You are addressing pride. You are addressing many things on the surface, which you're supposed to address. Bible says, let's lay aside all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness. James 1:21. But there's a man on the inside you need to address first of all. The man has been born again. That's the person that was born again. But you have a mind. The spirit links you to God. The body links you to the world. But you have a mind that both God and the devil have access to. Some people will say, I had a revelation. Where did you get the revelation? I dreamt. Yeah, God can speak to you through dreams. But those who are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. God can speak to you through dreams, but the devil also can speak to you through dreams. So 2 weeks into your wedding, you had a dream that your spouse is a witch. God can speak to you, but the devil also can speak to you. So you need to, first of all, address the man on the inside. You know the strength of a pillar? If you can look back, you can see a pillar there. It's not in the external. It's inside the pillar. So what, you know, where I came from in Africa, there's a saying that what how high you fly depends on what you have on your inside. Many times we try to wear perfume, and I have some. We try to wear designers, and I have some. Many times you would try to change your car, and I have some. Many times you try to live in a better house to identify or define yourself. But the strength that will make you be who you are supposed to be, actually, is on the inside. Many people try to be a king, but they think like a pauper on the inside. Many people try to think like a king or a rich person, but they are poor on the inside. That's why the Bible says God is able to do exceeding abundantly above what you expect, ask, or think according to the power that's working in you. It is what is inside you. A lizard in Africa cannot come here and become a crocodile. It's inside you. It's your DNA. So instead of you to blame every other person or address things on the external, address your inside. Maybe the reason why God brought you here is so that you can address what you're putting on. Maybe you've been here for 2 years or 3 years, or maybe you've lived here all your life. And you have the government to blame. You know, suddenly we just saw some people. I can't remember the city we're in. We saw some people outside carrying placards. My kids were like, who are these people? What's happening? I said, no, they are revolting against the government. I'm not saying you shouldn't revolt against the government, but many times you need to address what's on your inside. In Isaiah 55, verse 8, it says, your thoughts are not my thoughts. It doesn't say your thoughts cannot become God's thoughts. But if you leave yourself in the manufactured state, how you... Do you know that you are not born with any attitude? You picked up an attitude when you came here. So your attitude or the way you think, the way you process things is not the way God processes things. You know, I was playing when I was young. I was like 5 years old. And I saw some group of ants trying to carry a crumb of bread to a particular hole. And they were struggling. They were marching. They were struggling. I just took the crumb of bread. I just threw that. And they ran to meet the crumb of bread that I threw down. In other words, I'm not an ant. Balaam said, God is not a man. So if you put God in the parlance of a man or in the address of a man, you are limiting God in your mind. So if you want to think like God, you have to upgrade. In 1 Samuel 16:7, I'm setting a background before I tell you what I want to tell you today. I preached at Birmingham last Sunday, and I said some of the things I'm saying right now. In 1 Samuel 16, God told Samuel to go to the house of Jesse to go and anoint the next king because he was against Saul. He told Samuel not to pray about Saul to him anymore. So he told Samuel, he said, go and anoint somebody. So when he saw the firstborn, normally the firstborn should take the anointing. When he saw Eliab, oh, he said, surely the Lord's anointed is here. And God scolded Samuel. Now, you need to know about Samuel. Every word he spoke came to pass. The Bible was very eloquent that none of the words he spoke fell to the ground empty. But when he saw Eliab, by the way, all of the kids, God didn't say, I've rejected them. But when he saw Eliab, he said, I've rejected Eliab. In verse 7, God said, but the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance. In other words, don't look at the external. It's good to look good. It's good to wear nice things. Please don't let anybody lie to you. If God can tar the street, his street with gold, what is diamond? You are more precious. I hope you know that if you are the only person, Christ would have died for you. You are precious in God's sight. But if all you have is your physical stature, or the clothes you're wearing, or the external, then you are fluffy on the inside. God cannot trust you with much. The Bible says David encouraged himself. En means inside. Courage means he put courage inside himself. There's sometimes you obey God when things are not working. There's sometimes you put courage in yourself because God is testing you when you don't know God is testing you. God told Samuel, don't look at his appearance or his physical stature because I have refused him. Now, other kids, he didn't tell them he has refused him. He refused them. For the Lord does not see as man sees. Oh! So there's a way men look at things. Amen. If I pray in tongues now and I heard a gust of my voice, that place was vibrating. God does not see the way men see. Man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. If God looks at you today, what would he think? Let me say this to you. If God were to walk into this place with his entourage, he would look at what you're wearing. He wouldn't ask you how many clothes or how many houses have you built. He will look at the heart. If God looks at your heart today, what will he find? I said humorously last Sunday that I've never seen a poor man go to the hospital. What are you going to do? I want to do a heart checkup. I've never seen him. It's when you have resources, when you know where you're going, when you know what you have, you say, I want to check my heart. Look at your neighbor and say, have you checked your heart lately? Amen. You cannot bear the weight that you can carry. Let me say this to you. There were other people that lied in the early church, apart from Ananias and Sapphira. But Peter could not afford because he was raising pillars at the time. The concrete mix you use for pillars is not what you use for plastering the house. So you want God to trust you with things. You want to be useful. You even offer yourself. You do things sometimes that God has not given you strength for. But the strength, the weight you're able to carry, depends on what you carry on your inside. Not what you tell us or what you say God has sent you to do. It's the weight you carry on your inside. What can God trust you for? God says, the Bible says, I've been crucified with Christ. In other words, if you go to the morgue and look at a dead body, you will not go there in the name of Jesus. This year, in the name of Jesus, with long life, God will satisfy you. If you go to the morgue and say, hey, and abuse someone's mother and abuse someone's father, the person is just looking. The person doesn't reply. Why? Is he dead? Are you dead? Paul says, I'm dead. People leave a church. Oh, why did he leave a church? Oh, that brother said this to me. Was it the brother that invited us to the church? Or God? No tree plant itself. Any tree you see, somebody planted it. So, in the church where God has planted you, you don't let people take you out. Tap your neighbor, say, I will never leave my duty post. I've been crucified with Christ. I didn't just die for my sin. I didn't just die for fun. I died with Christ. In other words, what Christ did happened 2,000 years ago. But I read it and I put myself in it. When I went to Jerusalem with my wife, they told us to take a group picture. I said, no, I'm not interested. But they forced me to take a group picture. Then when the pictures came out, guess who I was looking for? Myself. If you don't think redemption or new creation reality is a group picture, you've not started. You must see yourself in what God says. When Jesus died, I died. When he rose, I rose. It's not just what you say. Your lifestyle must explain it. And I pray for everybody here. I pray in the name of Jesus, you don't be found wanting. I said something yesterday when I was talking to the workers. There are things I teach you based on me. My backgrounds can affect what I teach you based on me, because I will set the exams. I will mark it. And I can choose to like your face. But if it's an external exam, I teach you based on syllabus, because I don't get to set the question. There is an exam to be taken in heaven. That's what we're preparing you for. Anything that happens in this church, we thank God for it, but there's an exam that will happen in heaven. That's what we're preparing you for. I pray that nobody here will fail in the name of Jesus. I say nobody here will fail in the name of Jesus. Praying the Holy Ghost is one of the major reasons, is one of the major ways to build inner strength as a Christian. Don't ever, you see, if you're a Christian, you don't pray in the Holy Ghost, you get to heaven. We've seen evangelists that don't pray in the Holy Spirit. They give altar call and people give their lives to Christ. But I say this to you, not in the condition that someone that prays in the Holy Ghost will get to heaven. You are like fighting with a stick. Someone else is fighting with AK-47. You can't compare your exploit with their exploit. You can kill once in a while with a stick. After all, Moses killed a stick. But if your enemy is carrying a superior weapon in their hand, you have yourself to blame. So there are a lot of Christians who do not understand they're supposed to pray in tongues. In Mark 16:17, let me give this example before I move forward. Someone sent someone something to me at the airport and sent someone from the U.S. Now it dawned on me that I had not met the person before. So I quickly go to the person who sent that thing. Please, can I have a description of the person? Oh, I saw the person to the airport in the U.S. Let me take his picture. Then he sent the picture to me. It was the picture I used to trace the person at the airport in Nigeria. So in Mark 6:17, the Bible says these are the attesting signs of those who believe. It is not, I love the way the Amplified put it. He said these are the attesting signs of those who believe. In my name, they will cast out devils. So, but you see a lot of Christians today, they are casting devils out of them. They will cast out devils. They will speak in tongues. Not they may. Not they may. They will. These are the attesting signs. These signs, I love the AMPC. Do you have the AMPC? Amen. Yeah. These attesting signs, we are commonly those who believe. In other words, these are things. Have you filled an attestation card before? Meaning the person in this passport has his name. You are attesting to it. You can go to court for that. These are things you look for. The Bible says, in my name, they will drive out demons. The Greek was ekbalo. It means to take a rat by his tail and fling it out. Amen. They will, not they may, not they should. They will. These are things we should look for about you to build inner strength. I'm not talking about praying for your enemy to die. There's a place for that. I'm not talking about praying for needs. There's a place for that. I'm not talking about praying for a program. Lord, Koza Manchester is going to start. No. I'm talking about when you lock the door and say, I'm not coming out until 2 hours' time. I want to pray to build my inner strength. A lot of people faint on the day of adversity. Bible says, because your strength is small. You faint. What does it mean to faint? To lose heart. To turn back in the middle of the battle. God puts something on you and you crash because you are not prepared for it. The reason why the Bible says no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Isaiah 54:17, you know the reason? On the surface, I look normal. I wear a tie. I look normal. You can even say things about me. I look normal. But when you push me, there's an inner strength. There's something God has prepared for me. Paul says, I thank my God I speak in tongues more than you all. Which means speaking in tongues is important. Amen. Tap your neighbor, say, I'm going to exercise my inner man. Come on, find a new neighbor, say, new neighbor. I'm going to exercise my inner man. Okay, turn to 1 Peter 3. I want to start reading from verse 3. 1 Peter 3. I want to start reading from verse 3. Are you alive this morning? Praise God. Do not let your adornment be merely outward. Please, people have taken the scripture and they've taken it wrongly. Like it's only for ladies. If God does not achieve 1 Peter 3, verse 3, down to verse 5 in you, he can trust you with much. In case you're wondering, I don't know my calling. I don't know my vision. I don't know what the Lord has done. In case you don't know it, you need to meditate on this. This is not a scripture or a message you will hear on a regular just Sunday. God sent me here. The Bible says, don't let your adornment be merely. What is the meaning of merely? Let it go beyond. God does not have a problem with you looking good. But don't let it be merely arranging of the hair, wearing of gold, and putting on fine apparel. So Peter was talking to wives, but please take it beyond wives. As a man, don't let your adorning be external. Don't just have a title. Why are you in that? I'm not blessed, but they gave me a title. I'm a deacon there. That's why you're there. Oh, he's near my house. That's why you're there. He's near my office. No. Don't let your adorning be merely outward. In other words, let those things be in place, then take it a step further. Arranging the hair, let me read verse 4. In verse 4, rather, let it be the hidden person of the heart. You know what makes it difficult? The person is hidden. If you see the person every day, oh, everybody, you can't ignore someone you can see. It's hidden. With incorruptible beauty of a gentle, somebody is gentle, quiet spirit, somebody is a quiet spirit. The next thing the Bible says is very precious in God's sight. More than anything you do for God. A gentle spirit is precious in God's sight. You must be gentle. You must have a quiet spirit. It's very precious in God's sight. In verse 5, the Bible says, for in this manner, in former times, in the other dispensations, the holy women who trusted in God also adorned themselves, being submissive to their own husbands. When God sees you as a man, when he looks at you, he says, that's my ornament going. When he sees you as a young lady, he says, that's my ornament going. Bible says in this manner, this is the way the people that lived in the other dispensation, the people you are going to do general exams with, this is the way these people adorn themselves. Not only superficial things, because God does not look the way men look. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. You will stand out. I want to read something to you in Ephesians 3, and I'm going to close here. Have you gained something? Yeah. Ephesians 3, verse 16. I'm going to read to 20. But please give me the Amplified Bible. Amplified. Ephesians 3, verse 16. Paul was praying for the Ephesian Christians. He says, may he grant you, out of the riches of his glory, to be strengthened and spiritually energized with power through his spirit in your inner self. Give me EMPC. I want to show you something. Hallelujah. Praise God. May he grant you. Are you alive or you left this building? May he grant you out of the rich treasury of his glory to be strengthened and reinforced with mighty power in the inner man by the Holy Spirit himself, indwelling your innermost being and personality. Please let me exegete as I get to verse 20 and I close. Are you alive this morning? What are we building? We are building things for God. But first of all, the best leadership is self-leadership. So you have to make up your mind that you build yourself. Oh, there's a scripture, there's another version that says, build your farm before you build your barn. What will you put in the barn if you don't have a farm? Amen. So you build yourself. There's a place for a Christian to be strengthened. And I love the word here, reinforced. There are three words. Re means again. Remarry means you've been married before. Reinstall means something was installed. Put it again. Come on, give it to me. Reinvent. Thank you, Pastor Modin. Reinvent. It means you've invented or you've been invented before, but we want to do it again. So re means again. In means inside. Force means you put force inside. You can do it again. You can do it again. Oh yeah, I did it last week. No, you can do it again. Now faith is, not then. Now faith is. That's why Isaiah 40 says, if you read from verse 28, Isaiah 40 from verse 28, it says, what? Don't you know? Have you not known? Have you not heard that the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth, don't faint. In other words, he doesn't turn back. No, he's weary. Now, if God doesn't faint, he's ungodly to faint. He's ungodly. Lion is mighty among all the animals. He turns back at nothing. That's what the Bible says. In verse 29, the Bible says, in verse 29, Isaiah 40. He says he gives power to the weak. So we get weak. You all have mobile phones. After charging it for a while, what happens to the battery? It goes down. What do you do again? You buy another phone? No, you recharge it again. He gives power to the weak. And those who have no might, God increases their strength. So there is no weapon formed against you that can prosper. Because God keeps increasing you if you keep appearing before him. I love the way the Bible says in verse 30. The Bible says in verse 30, give it to me. Even the youth shall faint. Because the strength or the emblem of a young person is strength. So by the time the young person begins to faint, then there's a problem somewhere. And be weary. And the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait upon the Lord shall, the word renew means exchange. You bring your weaknesses to God and you take his strength. Those who wait upon the Lord shall exchange their strength. They shall mount up. Others fly. They mount. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. Eagles don't flap. That's why they stay up. Maybe after the service, you go and study an eagle. When you hear that someone has an eye of an eagle, far as it is, you can see a coin in the sea. And it comes down and picks it, goes inside the water, picks the coin and mounts, doesn't flap. Ooh, begins to go up. There was a 9-year-old, I watched on YouTube, that a golden eagle wanted to carry a human being. So, if you don't have, you say, this year is gone, 2022, I'm not carrying anything, it's because you've not built in strength. They shall run and not be weary. Have you been there? You run and you're not tired. She shall walk and not faint. Those who wait upon the Lord. As you wait upon the Lord today, you will exchange strength. In the name of Jesus, I say you exchange strength. The target of the enemy is your insight. It's not anything on the external. If you see somebody fall, oh, that person is down. Oh, that person is been dealing with an internal thing for a long time. The devil's target is not your external. It's your internal. If you don't let anything the enemy is doing enter into you, it won't last. You may feel bad for a while, but it won't last. How many know who can tell me which one is dangerous? Internal injury or external injury? Because you can have an internal injury and not know. It's possible there's no symptom. Yet you're bleeding on the inside. Or maybe you have an inflammation on the inside. You don't know. Or plaques are building up in your artery. Yeah, you don't know. But if it's external, oh, everybody will know. We will rush up to you. Oh, we will help you. But if it's inside, we will not know. The strength you need to move forward is on the inside. It's on the inside. I don't want you to think, oh, I'm in the first world right now. I'm in the UK. This message is, you are the one I'm sent to from Africa. There's no Bible written to Africans that is different from the one you've written for people in the UK. No, it's the same thing. Everything going on here, the devil wants to take God out. Make up your mind. Let me say this to you. The day you receive your visa or your passport or your stay here, God rejoiced because he had an assignment for you. What you need to do is to build yourself for what God wants of you. Because God will not use you until you build yourself. The Bible says John the Baptist was in the wilderness until the time of his showing. I perceive my spirit that your showing has come. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. If a man or a woman will last, the person will be determined to build the inner strength. Because I'm from Yoruba in Africa. They said if you will be tall, your leg will be slim. That's what they say. If you want to matter in the things of God, the devil will hit on you. Make sure you have inner strength. You are ready for where you're going. The punch that destabilizes a boxer is not a strong one. It's the one he's not prepared for. I pray in the name of Jesus, God will prepare you. I say God will prepare you. In the name of Jesus, say to your neighbor, I will never again neglect the building of inner man. Ephesians 3, verse 16. I'm now in verse 17. Are you alive? Let's read verse 16 again. May he grant you out of the riches of his glory to be strengthened and reinforced with mighty power in the inner man by the Holy Spirit himself indwelling your innermost being and personality. Verse 17. May Christ, through faith, actually dwell, settle down. Why will he pray that Christ? Because not everybody have Christ dwelling in them. We're not talking about activity. We're not talking about coming to the church. We're talking about Christ. Paul had to pray for the Christians in Ephesus that Christ may actually, because a lot of people don't actually have Christ dwelling in them. Settle down, abide. The Greek word is menu. It means to stay, not visit. Abide. Make his permanent home. Oh, yeah, I just did what I did because I was in school. No, no, no. Nobody was around me. No, no, no. Permanently make you a home in your heart. May you be rooted deep in love. Founded securely on love. I love verse 18 because of time. Hallelujah. 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 Verse 18, that you may have the power and be strong to apprehend and grasp with all the saints. So what I'm sharing with you, all the saints are involved. God's devoted people, the experience of that love. What is the breadth, the length, the height, the depth of it? Verse 19. That you may really come to know practically through experience for yourselves the love of Christ, which far surpasses mere knowledge. You see, what some people have is just mere knowledge. They can talk about it, but they've not experienced it. That's why the greatest thing you can give to someone is love, not money. Without experience. Mere knowledge without experience, that you may be filled through all your being unto all the fullness of God, may have the richest, measure of the divine presence and become a body wholly filled and flooded with God himself. With God himself. That will be your story. I said, that will be your story. Why is that brother unstoppable in our strength? Why is it that lady keeps bouncing back in our strength? In our strength. Let me say this before I read to you verse 20 and I close. Surface reinforcement cannot do what I just described to you. Surface reinforcement, or you are done on the surface, cannot do much for God. You can be wrong in your head, but your heart should be right. And what I just described to you is the Holy Ghost that performs all this. You must make up your mind. You must make up your mind that you don't do anything to operate outside the Holy Ghost. If it's not possible, the Bible will not say, don't grieve the Holy Spirit. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. You will not walk in your own strength. Because God does not believe in the leg of a man. That your strength will fail you. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. your strength will not fail you. In Ephesians 3:20, I want to read and provide now unto him, not to you, unto him, who by inconsequence of and the action of his power that is at work outside you. Come on, talk to me. Within you. Shut your eyes and say after me, there's a power at work in me. Look at me, everybody. One of my greatest songs is, greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in than he. Than he that. So there's a he on your inside. There's a he inside the world. When you see the world perform things, do things, say things, there's a he. There's a he. Who think, oh, say this. This will discourage you, but there's an inner strength that doesn't allow that to affect you. Because on the external, you may look like everybody, but on the inside, you carry weight on the inside. The Bible says, it carries out its purpose and do so abundantly, far over, above all we dare to ask or think, evenly beyond our highest prayers, desire, thoughts, and dreams, but is at work within us. Now, I need to say this as I close. God doesn't say the power within you, the one at work. I don't know if you've seen 1 John 2:20 before. The 1 John 2:20 says, let me show everybody. I want you to see on